where would you say is the best place to live in Northern Ireland? You've got a top five, according to a new survey that's been commissioned by Royal Mail.
Yes, at number five, BT38, it's Carrickfergus. But don't laugh. At number four, BT16, it's Sunny Dundonald. This one I like. Number three, BT66, it's Lurgan.
And tell me Lauren's in this.
I'm afraid they don't love Lauren enough. At number two, BT10, it's Finicky. And at number one, it's BT64. Craigavon.
The top places to live in Northern Ireland?
Yes, apparently this is, in terms of postcode, it's the best place to live for things like your low crime rates, high jobs, low commuting times. It's, if you read your script, it's all in there.
Colin McCusker, the mayor of Craigavon. Good morning to you, Colin.
Good morning, Stephen.
Did you pay this survey off?
No, not at all. This is an independent survey. I didn't even know it was taking place. It was about out of the blue when the news broke in the last couple of days. But as Craigavon Borough Council draws to a close, this day next week will be my last day as the mayor. It's great to go out on a high with such a positive news story for the borough.
Sell Craigavon to me. How could it possibly be the best place to live in Northern Ireland?
Well, Craigavon has got major employers in this area. Places like Almack, Moy Park, Irwin's Bakery. It also has hundreds of enthusiastic entrepreneurs who are involved in small and medium enterprises. We have fantastic schools providing world-class education, fantastic leisure facilities along the River Barn, the balancing lakes in the centre of Craigavon.
Does it even have a...
And of course, we have two great football teams. Let's not forget, Glenavon Football Club won the Irish Cup last year, and it looks as if Portadown are going to win the Irish Cup this year.
But let's say that, I was off Five Live this weekend, and I was going to... I don't know, Gareth and Vinny and I were going to come down to spend a wee weekend together in Craigavon. What would we do?
Well, you could visit Brownlow House, a very fantastic and historic building.
A what?
In Lurgan. Brownlow House.
Okay.
It's an ancient building, historic building, off the centre of Lurgan.
I've never heard of it.
Where the American troops stayed in the Second World War, and we as a council are putting on a major display in there over the coming months. You could go and spend some time at Lurgan Park. Lurgan Park is the second largest park in the island of Ireland, second only to Phoenix Park. You could go rowing on the River Barn. And, of course, you could go and visit our brand-new Omniplex cinema, which is opening in the next couple of weeks in the centre of Craigavon. And, of course, you could go and, shopping in Rushmere and also in our two town centres of Lurgan and Portadown.
The only thing I know Craigavon for, Colin, honestly, I'm trying not to be cheeky here, is the roundabout.
When was the last time you were in Craigavon, Stephen?
Quite a while ago. I used to work for a radio station down there called 1521. Used to be in...
That's a long time ago. Yes, Craigavon had this reputation of being the place for roundabouts, but you never hear Craigavon being mentioned on the radio for having traffic problems because the traffic flows that well because of the roundabouts. But the roundabouts serve a purpose and people no longer complain about the roundabouts.
All right. Here's Graham in Portadown. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, Graham.
I really just had to check my calendar. I thought it was April already. It had to be April 1st. Craigavon, the best place to live? Catch yourself on. It's a complete and utter dump. The only thing good in Craigavon's a road out of it. And I should know. I've been here over 50 years. My only problem is I can't escape it. It's thing in it. There's nothing to go. There's nowhere to stay. It's a complete rubbish dump. Portadown's better than Lurgan. I want to say Craigavon's in between. Well, you know, it's good to go on. You know, Skivers and Millies or DLAs, but that's about the height of it.
You sound like you're panting.
Well, I'm out for a wee run here, Stephen, but trying to keep up the weight loss.
Not a very good description of Craigavon there, Mayor McCusker.
Well, Graham, as far as I'm concerned, whenever we talk about Craigavon, we talk about the borough of Craigavon, which includes Lurgan and Portadown. I have been the mayor coming on now 10 months, and I've had the opportunity to see a lot more about this area than the ordinary man in the street does. So, you know, whenever we talk about Craigavon, I'm talking about Portadown, I'm talking about Lurgan, and I'm talking about Rushmere, I'm talking about all the very good things about the area.
Come on, Colin, really, get real, man. You might have been here for a while, but I've been here over 50 years. Nothing much has changed. It's still a dump. It's good. It will always be a dump. And the people
it's
in
calling
here
it a dump.
It is a
calling
dump.
It a dump.
I mean, it is a dump.
It's now been named the nicest place to live in Northern Ireland. Look, we'll leave it there. Dip, 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 dip. Graham, thank you. Colin McCusker, thank you.